Blind Geek Zone number 14 for August 13th, 2007. Hi, this is Rick, and I had a few things to share with you today. First of all, I got an email late last week from Brian Carver at Freedom Scientific. And he sent me an email about a fix to the blank page situation in Internet Explorer 7. He sent me a link to a fix that I've downloaded and tried here. And it seems to, so far at least, fix the problem. And while I'm not able to share the link with you as requested by Brian, I will tell you that if you're experiencing any issues with blank pages coming up on Internet Explorer, you're having any virtual buffer issues with IE7, please contact Freedom Scientific Technical Support and speak with them, and they then will give you the link to download the patch. I'm not able to, as they've requested me to tell everybody to have you guys all contact technical support first, so I will honor that, and I will not publicly post any links to that patch. But here is the details on this patch, and I'll just let Jaws read this paragraph for me.
The details on the two odd fixes are as follows: (1) fixed an issue reproduced by customers using the AWARE program. After 2173 was posted, we got feedback from several state agencies that use this product from Alliance Enterprises that they had a reproducible crash while in HTML using forms mode. The crash pointed to FS Braille, but they were not using Braille at all. Working closely with developers at Alliance in Oregon, we were able to get to the bottom of this and resolve it. We believe this update will resolve similar problems reported by other users that reported FS Braille crashes, which we had not been able to reproduce in-house until now. 2. The empty virtual buffer: we resolved the remaining empty virtual buffer issue that was still reported after posting build 2173. The problem happened rarely and turned out to be related to interrupting the say all function that happens in IE when the web page is first loaded. Users that press control or the down arrow as the page was first loading and beginning to speak may have experienced this one. You can download this build and install it right over 8.0.2173 and everything should go fine.
Okay, and I'll stop that before it gets to the actual link. But hopefully this fixes the virtual buffer problem. And I kind of agree, because I've always kind of wondered about this, because it always seems to happen to me when a page first starts loading and I, you know, press the control key or the insert down arrow, you know, maybe a little early to get it to start reading. And while I've never really been able to fully reproduce the problem here, I've, you know, kind of always wondered about that, and it's kind of nice to see them come back and say that that actually is the issue. And supposedly the patch also fixes a Braille issue that I've seen others reporting on the lists for a while, that are getting errors about Braille when they're not even using Braille, so hopefully this fix we'll fix that problem as well. And like I said, if you feel you're experiencing either one of these problems, please contact Freedom Scientific Technical Support and they will be happy to provide you this patch file. Okay, next, I heard something the other day on the JAWS free list, the JFW list on free lists, more precisely. Geraldine Meeker posted a very interesting message. Somebody on the list was asking about how you could suppress Jaws from saying blank when you're reading through documents that have blank lines in them. As you know, every time you get to a blank line, Jaws says blank. And many, many people have asked about this on the list that I've seen over the last year or two. And I've always been curious about it, but didn't know how to stop it either. So what I'm going to show you here, if you're interested, is a way to get Jaws to stop speaking blanks for blank lines. And what I'll do is I'll hit insert and 6.
Outlook Express.jcf-Jaws Configuration Manager.
And I'm bringing up the Configuration Manager. I'll do a Control-Shift-D.
Default.jcf-Jaws Configuration Manager.
To get to the default manager, I'll hit Alt-S.
Alt-S, menu, set options menu, user options, dot, dot, dot.
Ew.
Then I'll hit P.
P, leaving menus, default.jcf-Jaws Configuration Manager, exclaim, all.
Now we're looking for an advanced button, so I'll Shift-Tab 3 times.
Shift tab, customize punctuation, shift tab, OK button, shift tab, advanced dot 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 button.
Alt plus A.
And I'll go in here.
Space, customize punctuation, advanced dialog, list one, list view.
Now we're in a list view, and since I have Jaws punctuation pronunciation to most, it's not going to say these first two, but if I do an insert up arrow twice quickly.
1 of 11, 1 of comma, comma.
And here's 2 of 11.
2 of 11, period, period. Apostrophe, apostrophe. Blank, blank.
And as I arrow down, you hear it say blank, blank. Now what this is a list of different things and what Jaws is supposed to say for them. And I'm on blank.
Tab, edit description, dot, dot, dot button.
Alt plus E.
So if I edit description.
Enter, edit, blank. Edit, blank. Edit, blank. Edit, B, L, A, N, K.
And you'll see that it says blank, B-L-A-N-K. Now, if you want this to no longer say blank for something that's blank, you can...
Home, L-A-N-K, blank, edit.
And it's empty. It won't accept a null field. It has to actually have something in it, so they said to put a space.
Space. Tab. Enter. Blank.
And then just hit enter.
Blank 4 of 11.
And now you hear it just say blank.
Blank 4 of 11.
Instead of blank blank.
Tab. Edit description. Dot, dot, tab. OK button.
So we go to OK.
Enter. Default.jcf-Jaws Configuration Manager. Customize punctuation.
Do a Control S to save changes.
Control S.
No, not there.
Tab, OK button.
Go to OK, sorry.
Enter, default.jcf-Jaws Configuration Manager.
And do a Control S here to save changes.
Control S.
And then Alt F4.
Alt F4.
Now, I'll take you out to the internet.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected my computer, Internet Explorer.
And I'll bring up my homepage.
Enter. Windows Internet Explorer.
One frame, 15 headings, and 34 links.
Welcome to the blind welcome.
And I'll stop speech.
Graphic Blind Geek Zone logo. Welcome to the Blind Geek Zone.
Okay, I'm at the very top, and it's reading my title. If I arrow down again, it would normally say blank. And you hear nothing. If I arrow down again, you'll hear my logo.
Graphic Blind Geek Zone logo.
And then I arrow down again, you would normally hear blank. You hear nothing.
Link graphic home. Link graphic, link graphic, link graphic, link graphic, link graphic mailing lists, link graphic, link graphic donations, link graphic comments.
And after we go to comments, when I arrow down, you would normally hear a blank. You hear nothing. I arrow down again.
Good morning, it's Monday, August 13th, 2007 at 10:03 a.m.
And then we should hear a blank, but now we don't.
Graphic horizontal divider.
And I'll arrow down one more time, and you would normally hear another blank. And you hear nothing.
Sign the Yahoo Accessibility Petition, colon.
And there you go. So effectively, what this does is where you used to hear blank for a blank line, you now hear nothing. And I would like to thank Geraldine Meeker for providing this excellent tip. I've heard a lot of people ask about this, as I said, over the last year or two that I've been on the mailing lists, and thought it was an excellent tip and thought I would share it with everybody. But I wanted to make sure I gave Geraldine her credit there, since it's her post that let everybody know how to do this. And that's about it for this podcast. I didn't really have much, but I did want to let everybody know about the patch available from Freedom Scientific for the blank virtual buffer problem and the Braille error when not using Braille. So again, if you feel you're having either one of these issues, please contact Freedom Scientific Technical Support and they will be happy to provide you with the link to the patch files. And again, thanks to Geraldine Meeker for providing us this interesting little tidbit as far as making blanks no longer say blank. Okay, that wraps us up. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's RHARMON 928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's RHARMON, at blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.